Good morning. Good morning. Absolutely beautiful day out there. And I credit a Southern California transplant, Sunny from South Coast Towing, for the good weather. I see him some mornings when they bring me into work here. And he's from Southern California. Sunny is his name. Sunny is his disposition. I really enjoy the people at South Coast Towing. Should always have them in your phone. They do sponsor our app. So if you ever get in a situation on the side of the road, remember, you can tell the police officer, I'd like South Coast Towing to handle my vehicle. So what a beautiful day out there, though. Absolutely gorgeous. I hope you're able to enjoy it. What do you think of all the stuff that's going on? I'm happy to hear from you. We don't have a lot scheduled today. I got a number of topics. One I think is kind of an experiment. We'll see how it turns out. Is the bars staying open till 3 a.m.? I know my colleague Tim Weisberg was talking about it as well. I've been following it, and I'm not sure how I feel about it, to tell you the God's honest truth. I'm not into staying up late anymore. Long before I got sick, I got out of that anyway, staying up late. But I know a lot of you maybe like it. I'm not a fan of soccer. And by the way, I don't think this is about soccer. I think it's about changing the liquor laws, the culture here in Massachusetts, and using soccer as a way to do it. And using the World Cup, it's a big event, but I don't think it's going to just be for the World Cup. I think that's the excuse that's being used. It is the reason they're using to try to change the laws. And we have a lot of laws in this state that restrict our behaviors that a lot of people, powerful people, social libertarian types, business people want changed, have wanted changed for a long time, but they're going to use opportunities to change them. And that's what's really going on here. I think that, and I'm not saying it's a conspiracy, anything like that, and I'm not even sure I'm opposed to it, but I do have concerns about it. I don't know if our culture and our behavior is going to be able to safely adapt, responsibly adapt to new laws that allow bars to stay open till 3 a.m., which allows another hour of drinking. And are people going to be able to handle it? I don't know. We're going to find out, because both houses of the legislature, the House of Representatives and the state Senate, passed it. And the governor signed it. So it is law. And we'll see how it works. Now, are you interested in staying out? I don't think my audience is, but I don't know. I got an idea of who my audience is. I think most of you are all really hardworking business owners and employees and some retirees who think that you get up at 3 a.m. You don't go to bed at 3 a.m. You don't stay in a bar till 3 a.m. You're just getting up at 3 a.m. If you get up, that's just the way it is. Look, I get up 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock at the latest every morning. I can't imagine staying out all night. Any reason. There's things to do in the morning that make me get to bed early so I can get up and enjoy my morning and get things done. I think most of you are like that. I'd be curious to hear what your opinion of it is. Now, here's the other part. I was talking with a friend of mine, a lawyer, this morning, and I asked him, I said, are mothers against drunk driving still a force? I remember a couple of my friends got dinged and had to go to court. And literally, mothers against drunk driving would follow the case. They would know all the dates. These are accidents where no one was hurt. Just someone arrested for drunk driving. So this would be the 90s. And mothers against, and these are local cases, Fall River, New Bedford District Court. Mothers against drunk driving were so active. They had so many volunteers, and they would follow somebody if they got arrested for operating under the influence so there could be no shenanigans and favoritism towards them. And again, I'm telling you, these were not cases of any bodily harm or anything like that. These are just run-of-the-mill drunk driving cases. And they used to have that many volunteers, although what I'm hearing is that there's not as many activists involved in the anti-drunk driving community anymore. The other part about it is that we've had a cultural shift. I do know that. And the rise of Uber and Lyft. So there's a ride-sharing services. You can operate them, for those of you who don't know, you can operate them from your smartphone. You can order a car to come right to the sidewalk and pick you up. Okay, I use the service probably once or twice a week. I'll use Uber. It's a tremendous service. I've also got a tremendous network of friends that to pick me up and take me places, and so I'm really appreciative of that. But there are times when I don't make those arrangements ahead of time, and so I just use Uber, and or someone calls an Uber for me. And it's a great service. And maybe because of that, legislators feel more comfortable and the governor feels more comfortable with extending the liquor laws. By the way, I also wonder whether it's going to be a huge financial loss for the bars and restaurants. That extra hour, you're going to have to incentivize employees to want to stick around, because that's lengthening their day as well. And I've talked to a number of people in that industry, on the worker side, people who are waiters, waitresses, bartenders, and some are enthusiastic about it, but a lot of them are not. Okay, I'll be honest with you. A lot of them are not. And, of course, if they're going to make more money, and money motivates them, which most people in that service industry, that's what motivates them, right? Most of us are motivated, thank you, Tim, to go to work by money. So we'll see. But it's going to be...
I'm just here because I love making bagels.
Tim loves making bagels and espresso. Nobody makes better espresso than Tim. Thank you, Tim. All right, 508-996-0500. I'm very curious about this. Do you think it's going to work out? Do you think it's going to be devastating financially to some of these businesses that stay open, but the clientele aren't interested? Do you think it's going to make the roads more dangerous, okay, for people to be out there because people are going to be drinking longer, staying up late? 508-996-0500. Again, I think it's not just about the World Cup. There's been a number of occasions where they've tried to change the liquor laws. The senator from the Cape, Julian Sear, he's tried a couple of times to bring back happy hours, which were written out of the law by Michael Dukakis. So that was in the late 70s, early 80s. They abolished happy hours in Massachusetts. 508-996. So I think that's what's going on here. A shift towards trying to change the liquor laws to make them more decadent, more hedonistic possibly, and more profitable maybe for bars and restaurants. And the Democrats have signed off on it. And I think a lot of Republicans have too. I'm always up for doing experiments, things like that. But I don't know if it's going to work out. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go. Here we go. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning.
Hey, what's happening? What do you think?
Enjoy your bagel and your coffee.
I will.
I think it's not good at all because it's only going to encourage the young people to stay out later and get drunk and carouse and have trouble with fights in the bars again. And then the DUIs. You know what I mean?
Yes. No, I think the driving under the influence is going to be... look, if you add an extra hour of drinking, what's it going to do? It's going to get people more intoxicated. But what about Uber and Lyft? A lot of people... now use that service, which allows them to not have to drink and drive.
Yeah, but not, I don't know, I don't think the young ones, I don't know what they're doing, because I'm like you, I don't go out that much.
Right.
So, anyway, when is this going to take place? What day?
I think the games start, like, this week or something. Do you care about soccer? I do not.
No, I like the guys. They're very handsome. Oh, yeah, they're very good looking. That's about it. I don't know too much about it, but I've watched it a few times, and the guys are in real great shape. Yeah. Anyways, that's going to start this week?
I think so, yeah.
But the bars don't have to.
No, if they don't want to, they don't have to.
Well, I don't think it's going to go over too big in New Bedford, to be honest with you, because they've already had that big melee down there, and that's already gone up to the board, right?
Yeah.
At that place downtown. So can you imagine if they go till 3? Oh, God. You'll really have problems around here.
I'm wondering how people in that industry feel about it, because I know I've talked to a number of them. Oh, and kind of a lot of them who used to be in that business, okay? So they're more freely to talk about it. And they're saying, you know what it feels like to be a waiter or a waitress or a bartender? And the idea that you're going to go to 3 in the morning then you have to clean up afterwards, get the place ready for the next day, all that stuff. They said, when am I going to get home? 5, 6 o'clock in the morning? You know, are they going to pay me for that? So there's a lot of, what I'm hearing is a lot of concerns from people in that industry.
Chris, this is a joke. No, well, then they're going to have trouble at Market Basket because then, you know, they won't get to work. You know what I mean?
No.
They'll be out. You know who works there. Anyway, listen, are you going to be at that senior thing?
Are you going to be there? I'm going to be there. Are you going to be there?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get there, but it's early.
Come by and say hello. We had a good time. A couple of years ago now?
Yeah, you're going to be in the same spot?
I really don't know. Probably. I think it's been basically that same spot. Yeah, I think we will be, yeah. If not, okay. I'll be the one with the WBSM banner who looks like me. That'll be me.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. I'll see you on Friday.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah, I don't know. Whether this is going to be, we're going to find out whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. I think the rise of Lyft services like Lyft and Uber have changed to some degree the drunk driving. You know, the old days used to say, well, we drink, we drive because we got to get our cars home. Right? We go out, we drove there, we had a couple of drinks, we got to get our car home. So that's why we drink and drive. I never said that, but I heard other people say it. And I always told him it was wrong, but anyway. 508-996-0. Are you interested in this? Are you concerned about it? What do you think? Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
You know, if they opened up Massachusetts Sandals, they got nothing better to do, you know? It's an all-inclusive resort we got going on. They get the free lift, the free Ubers. They get extra money to go spend in the bars. You know, it's all for them. It's not for us.
Well, I think you may be right. In other words, what he's saying is the migrant crisis, the migrant advantages they have, maybe the law is bending to be more of a third world type place around here?
I would say. I mean, they're right in time for the soccer games where all the people are going to be, you know.
Right.
We're going to see it. It'll get interesting. It's going to kind of suck. And, you know, when you're sleeping, you get a bar down the street and about, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning. It's already bad 2 o'clock in the morning on Fridays and Saturdays when the bikes leave. Mm-hmm. So it'll just be a little bit later. You get an hour's more sleep. Have a good one.
You too, my friend. 508-996-0500. Let me put out another conspiracy theory here, right? Maybe, you know what goes with late night drinking, right? For some people out there, Chi-Chi get the yayo, right? Chi-Chi get the yayo is what may be going on here. Is this an attempt by the Democrats to mainstream Lamar Cook and his behavior, alleged behavior? Lamar Cook, for those of you who don't remember, was the person allegedly importing pounds of cocaine while he was on Governor Healey's staff. First, allegedly, at the UMass Amherst campus hotel. He was an employee there. And there were allegedly pounds of cocaine heading to that hotel. He got a promotion. He went to work directly for Governor Healey, and he was running part of the Western Massachusetts State House. There was an office building for the state in Springfield, Massachusetts. That's where Lamar Cook allegedly had a firearm and pounds of cocaine and some fentanyl. Got to get it straightened out, right? It's harder to come down. You need a little fentanyl to take the edge off. They're better than Xanax, I hear. So, Chi-Chi get the yayo, cocaine. People cannot stay up till 3 a.m. buying drinks at a bar unless they got some stimulant coursing through them. So, Chi-Chi get the yayo. That's a line from Scarface about grabbing the cocaine from the Colombians after they've been murdered. The Lamar Cook, currently awaiting trial out in Western Mass for allegedly importing pounds and pounds of cocaine. He's a albatross around the neck of the governor. But maybe, just maybe, if cocaine becomes more mainstream, because how in the world can you stay up drinking till 3 a.m. without a little bit of, you know, Lamar get the yayo. Lamar get the yayo. The governor's coming to town. We're drinking till 3 a.m. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Welcome back to the show. A little bit of Scarface soundtrack. Push it to the limit, right? So anyway, that's what they're trying to do here in Massachusetts. They're going to push it to the limit. I am curious how it's going to turn out. I don't know if it's going to be such a big deal I think it may be a financial loss for some of the bars and restaurants. You've got to incentivize your staff to stick around, to deal with people who are up later than normal, out later than normal. People don't generally act better when they've had more to drink and less sleep. They just don't. And I don't know whether bars are going to end up being a winner in this or a loser. And I don't know how local liquor licensing authorities are going to feel about this. Whether, as Tim pointed out, did they do it too late in the year so that local people, not so, but therefore local licensing boards, boards of selectmen, they're really in a jam here before they can get up to speed on it and what are the effects going to be. And again, I'm not even sure that a lot of bars and restaurants around here are going to go along with it. Maybe. And I don't know that soccer, although I'd be happy to find out I'm wrong, is that big of a draw. I don't care about it, but there's a lot of things I don't care about that you do, and there's things that I care about that a lot of people don't care about. So I get that. And soccer is a big deal for some of you. I played it as a kid. I don't find it to be that big of a deal to watch on TV. I don't get excited about it. But I do know, for instance, friends of mine who go to see the Revolution and their kids are really into it. So they like the soccer. But I also think that this is, again, more about opening up the liquor laws, using the World Cup as an opportunity to keep cities open later. I mean, look, you go to New York City, they don't close until much later. You can stay out all night in New York City. I know Tim has mentioned New Orleans. I've been to New Orleans. I've been to New York City. I've been to a lot of places where you can stay out a lot later than you can here in Boston, Providence, anywhere in New England, really. We go to bed pretty early. And that is something that doesn't happen in other parts of the country. It just doesn't. And maybe that is they're using the World Cup as a motivation, as the opportunity to revolutionize the liquor laws in Massachusetts. Again, Julian Sear from the Cape, a Democrat, he's been trying to bring back happy hour, where they do that in Florida, they do it in New Orleans, they do it a lot of other places. They just don't do it here. Michael Dukakis banned it because of pressure, I think, from others against drunk driving and the fact that there were all kinds of spectacular automobile accidents back in the 70s. Just tons of it. 508-996-0500. Speaking of automobiles, family-owned Mack Auto Sales is the place to bring your car on a regular basis. Keep it updated. Keep it tuned up. Keep it in good running order. You don't have to replace a car. Not with these prices. So bring your car to Mack Auto Sales, located on Rivet Street in the city of New Bedford. They repair the entire fleet of vehicles here between the two radio stations, Fun 107 and WBSM. They work on all the vehicles, and they can work on yours if you give them the opportunity. Make an appointment today. Get your car ready for the coming hot weather or in good working order. Make an appointment by calling Mack Auto Sales at 508-565-6221. They're open weekdays 9 to 5. They specialize in servicing farm-made automobiles. They do a wonderful job with American-made as well. Mention WBSM. They'll give you a nice break on the bill. Ask about their aftermarket accessories and their quality used cars for sale at Mack Auto Sales. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Good. What's happening? What's on your mind?
You know, that song that you just played, is that the theme song for FIFA Hysteria?
It might be.
Oh, I even I haven't seen a cardboard cutout at the supermarket of Tom Brady with his boat tux face peddling FIFA.
Really?
He's trying to get on the game, too. You know, FIFA is peddling their game here with soccer, and the NFL's trying to peddle American football in Europe and other places.
Yes.
This is a money grab. If you look at FIFA, wherever the host country was, it was a net loss.
Really?
Hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of security. But we're going to be on the hook, all of these states. And governors have spoken out. They don't want it. Plus, you're going to have people from all over, especially Europe. You know, they like their beer.
Yes.
And their wine. And they're going to, I'm not saying not all of them can read English, but they're going to rent cars, probably go down the wrong way on a highway, and who knows what else. To me, I'm not a big fan of soccer anyway, but. This is a big money grab for FIFA, because everywhere they go, they make a lot of money, and then they leave the host country in debt. I mean, where they went to Africa, they built all those new stadiums. Now they're all abandoned. It's all full of weeds and wildlife.
So you're against this?
What
do you think about the liquor laws, though? The idea they're changing the liquor laws.
Well, because soccer, FIFA's coming here.
Yes.
We're going to change the laws.
Yes.
I mean, they could have done it at any time. But you're going to have the big wigs at FIFA. I call them the big thieves. They come here and they say, oh, yeah, we got to get in on the money. What money? What kind of money we're going to make here? Peanuts?
I don't know. I really don't know. 508-996-0500. I know that Lieutenant Governor Driscoll had a big press conference last week to warn about human trafficking. Human trafficking, sexual slavery, right? That's what it is. And the World Cup. That we're going to, we got to be on the lookout for sexual slavery because of the World Cup. So right away, I was concerned for my own safety. That I might get, you know, abducted and sold into sexual slavery. And that would be, that'd be horrible. And a tremendous disappointment for whoever bought me. Let's be honest. 508-996-0500. To me, I think it's an experiment. And look, if it works out for the better, if people can make more money, if people have more fun, that's great. If the bars and restaurants do more business, if the employees and the owners make more money, if people have more fun, I'm kind of for it. But my only concerns are people able to handle it? All right. Now, we do have the infrastructure in place to avoid drunk driving. If people want to go out, have a good time, there are plenty of Uber drivers, plenty of Lyft drivers available that can take you home. You've just got to use those services, right? They are very reasonable. I use them fairly regularly. Certainly, it's a lot cheaper than having to hire an attorney or, God forbid, being involved in a serious accident. You know, just getting pulled over and arrested is a miserable thing anyway, I've heard, and very expensive. But imagine if, God forbid, somebody got really hurt. So if you're going to be partaking, please, for the love of God, call Uber or call a Lyft and get home that way. All right, we got a bunch of people on hold. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And another topic.
Yes.
In about another 20 minutes, Fairhaven will be having their grand opening of the election of their town.
Nice.
There's a lot of people running, trying to get into office with all the problems we're going to be having with money. Make your selections. Do vote. Don't just listen about it and complain. Mm-hmm. Get out there. Vote. Gives you open card for the rest of the year. Did you vote? Yes, I did. Okay, then what do you have to say? Yes, don't just sit back. This town needs money.
Yes.
It either needs money or it needs to have cuts made. make your choices wisely.
I do appreciate that. Yeah. Today is, thanks for the call. Today is election day in Fayhaven. Go out and vote. If you live in the town of Fayhaven, if you're a registered voter, go vote. You got a competitive selectman's election. Good, all good candidates. I don't think you can go wrong, but you're going to have to make your own choice. And I want to thank Barry and Stephanie for dropping off some donuts for me here this morning. The great Barry Sovia, his wife. Beautiful Stephanie, thank you so much for dropping off some honeydew donuts. I do appreciate it. So get out and vote if you're in Fayhaven. You've also got a Prop 2.5 override. Everybody has to vote on that based on their own beliefs and their own personal financial situation. You know it. I can't make a suggestion. You got to do what's best for you and your family, and only you and your family know what that is. We'll know by tonight. Certainly by 9 o'clock, I would think. Maybe by 10, we'll know who won the election here in Fayhaven. There's competitive seats for the planning board, select board, the 2.5 override. There's plenty of reasons to get out and vote. If you're on hold, stay there. We got a very short break, and we'll be right back. Stick around.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
To the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. It's a beautiful day out there. Get out and vote if you live in the town of Fayhaven. Got a lot of competitive elections and a Proposition 2.5 override. Do whatever you want with all those different choices you have. 508-996-0500. Talking about this extension of drinking, bars open till 3 a.m., passed by the legislature in a rather short period of time, very limited conversation. Then signed by the governor and about to go into effect. Are we ready for it? Can we handle it? Is it a temporary thing, or do you think it's just a trial to extend it all the way out? I think that's what they're really trying to do. But whatever else is on your mind, I want to hear about it as well. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Chris. How you doing today?
Good. What's happening?
No, not much. I was just thinking when you were talking about soccer.
Yes.
Now, I'm not a big soccer fan. I've never really followed it at all in my life. But I was telling one of my buddies a while back that in 1970, I was a junior in high school.
Okay.
And at Christmas time, I went to my uncle and aunt's house, and they gave me a package. I opened it up, and inside it is this ball with white and black pentagons on it. Yeah. And I'm looking at it, and they go, "You like it?" I go, "What is it?" And they go, "That's the new soccer ball." I went, "Oh." I mean, to me, the old soccer balls, they used to be brown. They looked like a volleyball. And it was so funny because they were, like, devastated. They didn't know what it was. I guess they were soccer fans. So I said, "Well, thanks a lot." And that became our basketball at the house for, like, 6 years till it didn't work anymore. But I just laughed about it because, I mean, I saw this ball. I've never seen one like it. I'm like, it was cool looking. But yeah. I had no idea what it was. So I just wanted to add that to the soccer story.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you for the call. I played soccer as a little kid out in Freetown, Lakeville. They had community rec. Thanks to Dennis Tebow, he put it all together. And that's really probably the last time I played soccer as well. When I was a little kid, middle school, I think it was over. We didn't have, until my senior year, soccer at Aponequit. That would have been 1989. We did not have soccer as a sport at Aponequit until 1989. Maybe it was 88 that they had it, but I think it was 89, my senior year. I didn't play. It didn't attract me at all. But I am curious, and if you're in the bar business, I'd love to hear from you. If you work that, and is it going to be good? Again, I've heard some people are optimistic for it. But a lot of people, particularly people who used to be in the bar business, say they can't imagine having to stay an extra hour into the evening, and that they don't think it'll be profitable. But I think it might be. We'll see. 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning. It's an interesting conversation about the changes to the nightlife, to the hours, of operations, stuff like that. I don't think it really makes that much of a difference.
Okay.
It'll be as much of a change as, like, as turning the clocks back or pushing them forward. It's you just adjust to it and deal with it. I mean, and I don't think it's going to be any more dangerous than it already is
okay.
for people, you know, and bars can stay open until 10 if they want to. They can stay open until midnight if they want to. They don't have to stay open until 3 just because right. the government says they're allowed to.
Correct.
So I guess it's just boils down to what the bars feel is appropriate. If their shifts, if their employees can handle it, if their workers can handle it, or if they have to do 2 shifts or whatever. I remember seeing an interesting documentary a few years ago about day drinkers in New York City. You know, like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
What's the day life instead of nightlife at these little dive bars? And yeah, people get out of work at 6 in the morning.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They go out for a drink after work. So it's just adjusting to it and living your life. I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. And as far as drinking outside, I don't think it's such a bad thing. But if you remember during COVID, that's when they started opening up beer gardens.
Yes.
Outside of restaurants. And so there you go. You just can't walk down the road with a beer in your hand like you can in Britain or in Europe, you know? you see guys celebrating soccer games, walking down the middle of the road with a can of stout, you know? I don't think I think people are going to adjust to it.
Yeah, no, I do. Thank you for the call. I do agree with you. It's up to the business. There's a lot of factors involved, and that's why I don't think it's going to be it's a temporary thing right now, but I wonder if it's more of an experiment to change the liquor laws in the future here in Massachusetts, because people who spend a lot of time in New York City, they come here to Massachusetts or come back to Massachusetts, and Boston, like, is a much different city than a lot of other cities, because there is limited nightlife, because everything has to close down what is considered early compared to other cities. 508-996-0500. You know, for over 50 years, Bass Ready Rooter has been the trusted name in drain cleaning and septic maintenance all across New Bedford, Dartmouth, Fall River, Fairhaven. From emergency clogs to hydro jetting and camera inspections, the expert team at Bass Ready Rooter delivers same-day solutions the right way with honesty and respect. That's why most people keep this phone number and website handy for Bass Ready Rooter. You want same-day solutions when you're having problems with your septic and drains. So write this number down. Bass Ready Rooter is 508-995-8012. Their website is bassready.com. We'll be right back. Stick around. Fringe, I know you're out there. 508-996-0500. This hour has been brought to you by the cold beer in the world's best chicken wings. Amazing chicken wings. At Rose Alley Alehouse in downtown New Bedford. What a great day to sit on the deck and have some beers or cocktails and chicken wings at Rose Alley Alehouse. 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Chris.
Hello.
So this is just, to me, more pandering to the illegals. You know, they like soccer. They like drinking.
Yeah.
They like drinking and driving. And they don't have to get up early for work because they don't have jobs. So it's a win-win-win for them. Nobody here likes soccer.
Right.
None of us like soccer. Nobody likes soccer. That's why we won't call it football, because we know what football is, and it's good.
Yes.
It's not soccer. So, yes. So this is more pandering to the illegals.
So do you think it'll be successful or unsuccessful?
The problem is, okay, right, if it ends up being a lot of illegals that get caught drinking and driving after this, they're going to downplay it, okay, and they might just quietly take it off. But if it's, you know, if it's across the board, people drinking and driving, then she'll give out, you know, Uber passes or something to the illegals if it starts being that, you know, they drink and drive. She'll start giving out passes or something, I'm sure.
Well, we already gave them. Well, she didn't give them to them. The legislature gave them driver's licenses.
They gave them driver's licenses, so yeah, they can just drink and drive all they want. They're not going to call Uber. You know, they're not going to call an Uber unless she gives them a pass.
Right. No, I agree with you. Thanks for the call. But is it just more pandering to the illegal aliens by the Democrats to keep the bars open 2 a.m. till 3 a.m. That's a very strong theory. Very strong theory. Guys, in the next hour, it'll again be open phones. Anything that's on your mind you want to talk about, I'm happy to do that. I enjoy that immensely, really. But there's a number of things you need to know about. One is, Sean Oliver is big time in the news. Of course, Sean is a New Bedford city councilor, chairman of the Republican Party in New Bedford, and running for lieutenant governor. He's in the Boston Globe. Really interesting story. I know most of you don't read the Globe. That's why I read it, so you don't have to. But I'll give you what's going on. I'll tell you all about it in the next hour. And of course, Sean and Brian Schulze are having a rally tonight on Route 6. Travelers Ale House in Fairhaven from 6 to 8 p.m. Going to be a big crowd, I think, here in Fairhaven for a unity rally for the Republicans.